Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Maitreya program. Now, throughout the years that this program has aired on Planet FM Community Radio, our announcers have talked about and read aloud messages from Maitreya given through Benjamin Krem. Mr. Krem was not a medium in the usual understanding. He did not channel, nor was he unconscious at the time. He was mentally overshadowed in the same way that the Buddha worked through his disciple, Prince Gautama, and in the same way the Christ Maitreya worked through his disciple, Jesus, who is now the Master Jesus. Using the mental overshadow technique means that no information is lost, and there is no way error can creep in, as can often happen if the information is coming through from what are called the astral or emotional planes, otherwise known as the planes of illusion.
Neither was Maitreya's overshadowing of Mr. Krem easy. He was subjected to rigorous training in order to facilitate this process. As he says in the foreword to the book titled Messages from Maitreya the Christ, "The messages are relayed by me to the audience. No trance or mediumship is involved. And the voice is mine, strengthened in power and altered in pitch by the overshadowing energy of Maitreya. They are transmitted simultaneously on all the astral and mental planes, while I supply the basic etheric physical vibration for this to take place. From these subtle levels, the messages impress the minds and hearts of countless people who are gradually made aware of the thoughts and the presence of the Christ. A great thought form is being built on the inner planes, embodying the fact of the Christ's presence. He releases in this way fragments of his teaching to prepare the climate of hope and expectancy, which will ensure his being accepted and followed quickly and gladly."
Maitreya gave 140 messages through Benjamin Krem during lectures held at Friends House, Euston Road, London, beginning in September 1977 through to June 1982. Saying these messages aloud and with focused attention invokes Maitreya's energy and his heart response. And in message number one, Maitreya states that he is verily in the world and informs us that there is much to do, much that needs changing in our world. Let's listen now to most of the first message.
My dear friends, it will not be long until you see my face. When that time comes, I shall take your hands in mine and lead you to him whom we serve together. My manifestation is complete and accomplished. I am verily in the world. Soon you shall know me. Perhaps follow me and love me. My love flows ever through you all. And that love which I hold for all mankind has brought me here. My brothers and sisters, my return to the world is a signal that the new age, as you call it, has commenced. In this coming time, I shall show you beauties and wonders beyond your imaginings. But which are your birthright as sons of God? Children, my friends, I have come more quickly, perhaps, than you expected. But there is much to do, much that needs changing in the world. Many hunger and die. Many suffer needlessly. I come to change all that, to show you the way forward into a simpler, saner, happier life. Together, no longer man against man, nation against nation, but together as brothers shall we go forth into the new country. And those who are ready shall see the Father's face.
At the end of each of the 140 messages, Maitreya gives a blessing. So we'd now like to play the blessing that was given at the end of this first message.
May the divine love and light and power of the one God be now within your hearts and minds. May this light and love and power lead you to seek that which dwells always in your heart center. Find that and make it manifest.
Maitreya gave several other messages through Benjamin Creme in more recent years. They are meant to build up the thought form of the presence of Maitreya in the world and release fragments of his teachings. The messages are also inspirational and remind us that we have the help and support of our elder brothers, Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom.
And still on the subject of Maitreya, we'd now like to read to you an article published in the May 2021 issue of Share International magazine titled The Hand of Maitreya, A Source of Help and Healing. In 2001, the hand of Maitreya, the world teacher, appeared on a mirror in a bathroom in Barcelona. The lady owner went into the guest bathroom and saw a handprint on the mirror and cleaned it off. She thought no more about it. A few days later, she went into her own bathroom and saw the same handprints on the mirror. Luckily, instead of wiping it off, she got in touch with her son, a co-worker in the Share International group in Barcelona. He took a picture of it and sent it to Benjamin Creme, and his master confirmed it as the hand of Maitreya.
It is a fantastic hand. It is real in a way that no print is. It is something like the print on the Turin shroud of the body of Jesus after the crucifixion. And that's the comments from Benjamin Creme. And here's a message from Maitreya that was given in 2007, which refers to the handprint. My dear friends, I am close to you now. Many of you have awaited my presence for a long time. I'm about to step forward openly before all men and to begin my outer mission. There is no distance between us. Know this, understand this. When you ask me through the hand or through the hand directly to me for help, that help you should know is assured.
It is possible that you will not recognize that the help has been given, but so it will be. Trust me to aid you, for it is to do so that I come. I shall exhort you to work with me for the good of all. This is the opportunity to grow quicker, faster than you have ever done before, and so bring you to the feet of that one whom we call God. Be not afraid of the many problems which arise now almost daily in the world. These events are transient, and soon men will come to understand that they have before them a future bathed in light. So will it be. And that was from Share International, November 2007. It was received at the end of Benjamin Creme's interview for a television documentary in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, as Maitreya refers to his own handprint.
Another question, does the photograph of the handprint of Maitreya in Share International magazine have healing properties like the magnetized water in the areas where Maitreya appeared to religious gatherings? And if so, how does it work? For instance, by placing one's own hand on top or above this picture while praying? And if not, does a photocopy have the same healing energy as the photograph? And Mr. Krem's reply, yes, it has extraordinary healing properties, but not in the way you might think. It is a means of invoking the energies of Maitreya. The water Maitreya has magnetized all over the world is magnetized with energy from Aquarius. That energy resides in the water. In the case of the hand, it does not. When you place your hand over it or simply look at it and ask for Maitreya's healing or blessing or help, that invokes it from Maitreya, according to the karmic law.
It acts as a source of help from Maitreya, depending on the law of karma. If you ask for a bigger car or house, it does not mean he is going to give you a bigger car or house. But if it is within the law of karma, your request may be met. Another question, does a photocopy work as well? And yes, it does, because it is a source for invoking. The energy is not residing in the photograph. It comes from Maitreya when you ask for it. This is extraordinary. It makes Maitreya's energy, his help, in one way or another, available to whoever asks. If what you are asking is, dear Maitreya, would you please suddenly appear before me? Well, I don't think that is going to be answered.
Every time Maitreya appears, it takes energy. He has much to do. He has a world to save, and he won't want to waste that energy. I say this seriously because I know people who give out the story that if you want Maitreya to do something, you just have to ask, and he does it. It is not true. Maitreya appears to thousands of people all over the world, but he does it in his own timing and for his own reasons, for reasons of helping people.
Right, and now we've got an environmental article here, and it's titled, Another Youth Environmental Leader Makes Her Voice Heard. Meet 13-year-old Redeema Pandey. As the world increasingly awakens to the reality and scale of the climate crisis, the powerful voice of the next generation is making itself heard. Among the youth stepping up to lead the way, urgently calling on the policymakers to act, is 13-year-old Redeema Pandey of Haridwar in the Himalayan state of Uttarakhand, India.
In 2017, at the age of 9, she filed her first petition, launching her work as an environmental activist. Pandey has experienced the effects of climate change firsthand. In 2013, a devastating rainstorm caused flooding and many casualties in her town, which has also seen prolonged droughts. In 2019, she participated with 16 other youths from around the world in a legal complaint to the United Nations, outlining the violation of their human rights by the failure of nations to seriously address climate change. In 2020, she started an online campaign urging India's Prime Minister to act on the alarming levels of air pollution in India and to declare a public emergency.
She wrote to the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, explaining that it is her worst nightmare to have to go to school with an oxygen cylinder, asking that he ensure that an oxygen cylinder doesn't become an essential part of the life of children, which we may have to carry on our shoulders everywhere in the future. Pandey sees the issues of COVID-19 and global warming as intertwined. Just as with climate change, the pandemic has meant we can't access our basic rights like fresh air and clean water. But she also notes that the whole world appears to be standing together to tackle the pandemic, which proves that if the environment is made a priority, then policymakers can surely bring about a positive result.
And she says, this recognition will encourage me further to keep working and fighting for the cause of the environment and climate change, which are the most important issues the world is facing today and will face in the coming days. And that recognition came from the BBC. She was part of the list of 100 inspiring and influential women around the world.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you for listening, and God bless.